Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines and once again the economy, and specifically what Washington will come up with to help out the struggling U.S. auto industry remains front and center here in Washington. Over the past week, of course, we saw the CEOs of the Big Three, Rick Wagoner from GM, Alan Mulally from Ford, and Robert Nardelli of Chrysler come to Washington to ask for $34 billion in bridge loans, with GM and Chrysler saying they at least need a chunk of that money instantly in order to stay afloat past the beginning of 2009. General Motors President Rick Wagoner is saying saving his company is the right thing for America.
We're here today because we've made mistakes that we've learned from, because forces beyond our control in the credit markets have pushed us to the brink, and most importantly, because saving General Motors and all the company represents is a job worth doing.
And United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger is urging Congress to do the same, especially since his workers could be losing jobs by the hundreds of thousands if those companies are allowed to collapse. He says the Big Three must get a loan, otherwise the horror of liquidation will ensue.
The UAW believes it is imperative that the federal government act this month to provide an emergency bridge loan to General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. Without such assistance, General Motors and Chrysler could run out of funds in the near future and be forced to liquidate.
Leaders in both parties believe that the leadership of the companies is to blame for a large part of the problems at the major auto manufacturers here in the United States. And according to Chris Dodd, the Democratic chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, one of the men still at the top needs to go in order to set the stage for a likelihood of recovery.
So what you're saying about GM is that Rick Wagoner, the chairman, has to go.
I think he has to move on.
Richard Shelby is the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee. He was against the bailout for Wall Street, and he's dead set against this one, too. He says that the leadership has failed there as well, and he says what is being proposed in Congress right now is a bridge loan to nowhere.
This is a bridge loan to nowhere. This is a down payment on many billions to come. This is not something that happened overnight.
Michigan Senator Carl Levin is also one of the strongest supporters of bridge loans for the auto industry, obviously, since so much of it is headquartered in his state. Levin says the economic impact of failure of one or more of the Big Three would be huge, and he says a deal must be cut very soon.
The economic impact would be terrible if any of the Big Three go under, and there's that recognition, I think, that has grown across the country and here in Washington.
I think they're very close to a deal. I'm very confident there will be a deal and that that'll happen within 24 hours.
President-elect Barack Obama also keeping an eye on the woes of the auto industry as well as other troubling indicators in our economy. The president-elect says it's simply not an option to let the Big Three fail.
The auto industry is the backbone of American manufacturing. It is a huge employer across many states. Millions of people directly or indirectly are reliant on that industry. And so I don't think it's an option to simply allow it to collapse.
But Obama also seems to agree with Dodd and Shelby that management has been a big part of the problem there.
I think that the Big Three U.S. automakers have made repeated strategic mistakes. They have not managed that industry the way they should have.
The president-elect also thinks he's diagnosed the problem with Detroit.
If they want to survive, then they better start building a fuel-efficient car.
Meanwhile, as many Republicans and other members of Congress have feared in recent days, giving money to Wall Street and then the auto industry would set off a chain reaction of everyone coming to Washington with their hands out. On Monday, it was the turn of the U.S. mayors coming to look for some of that federal bailout money, with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg leading the pack, saying that infrastructure improvements such as better highways and bridges and construction would be great for America's cities and the country as a whole.
Washington, we think, should use our recovery funds to create middle-class jobs and invest in the future by rebuilding the key elements of our infrastructure and by renovating and expanding our mass transit network.
On Wall Street, stocks on the rise. The Dow up 299 points Monday to close at 8934. The S&P 500 up 34 to 910. The Nasdaq closing at 1572 after being up 62 points on the day. Oil closing at $43.71, $2.90 higher than Friday's close. Five Guantanamo Bay terrorism detainees have sent a note to the military judge in their trial, saying they want to confess and plead guilty. Judge Stephen Henley said he would question the five defendants, but Henley later said he would not accept guilty pleas during this week's pre-trial hearings. The five men accused of plotting the 9/11 attacks, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, faced nearly 3,000 counts of murder for every person killed that day at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in rural Pennsylvania. Judge Henley questioned whether the law supporting the Guantanamo tribunals permits him to accept a guilty plea in a capital case. He did say he will question the defendants to ensure they understand the implications of their decision. When we come back on Dateline Washington, more on the Guantanamo situation with a former U.S. prosecutor at Gitmo, Kendra Rotunda. We'll also speak with Kevin Dukeser, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, about the ongoing Minnesota Senate recount. And later, how safe are you while text messaging or using your cell phone while behind the wheel? Stay tuned.